Our meeting today is Tuesday, January the 16th, 2024. It is now 9 a.m. We're going to call this meeting to order. Please rise for an invocation by Commissioner Tony Hass, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you for the moisture and seeing us through these last few difficult days. Forgive us of our faults. Please watch over our loved ones and keep them free from disease and harm and protect our children from all evil. In your heavenly name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I'm here.
Commissioner Hass.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Commission.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Hass.
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes. Consideration of minutes, regular meeting minutes, December 19, 2023. Commissioners, we have attached copies of those. Do you have any questions, any corrections? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of December 19, 2023.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. The regular meeting minutes of January 2nd, 2024, same protocol, commissioners.
Move for approval of the regular meeting minutes of January 2nd, 2024.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Reading of correspondence, Commissioner, committee reports. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you like to go first?
Thank you, Chairman. Just a couple of items that I have for today. On the 11th, the Trinidad River Renewal Authority was met, and Chairman Grego was unable to attend. Therefore, I chaired the proceedings of that evening, which was pretty much uneventful and moving forward with the facade programs, like we've mentioned in the past, and also some discussion on how to give more transparency and invite the public to attend our renewal meetings to see what's actually going on in City of Trinidad with these programs and with developments throughout the city. It was mentioned at that I would bring forward to Board of County Commissioners, also possibly having a discussion again regarding Kugel Canyon and with the City of Trinidad for possibly future discussions and work sessions on where we're at now that the new board of City Council has been in place and sworn in. I would like to remind the community that the Trinidad Urban Renewal Authority does have an opening. Currently, it is a 7-member board, and under the city charter, or I believe the regulations that they have, that 2 county residents are allowed to be on that board. I am one of 2. So the opening we have now is for a city employee or city resident. You have to be a city resident to be on this because the 2 county ones are filled at this time. So if anyone is interested in serving on the Trinidad Urban Renewal Authority, please contact Audra Garrett at the City Hall or Chairman Ed Grego and Grego Insurance to move forward with that organization. And we would love to have you. Everyone's encouraged to apply. Yesterday, Otero Partners Incorporated were able to convene. Unfortunately, we did not have a quorum, but we were able to get some discussion regarding some activity and no decisions were made, no action I have taken. However, there is another large development in Los Angeles County. We're not sure we're going to be able to assist them because the size of the loan is exceeding our purpose. And also the way our grants set up, we have to have so many jobs per 10,000. One job per 10,000 are borrowed, what this standard is. This particular application or discussion, it's not even application at this point, is going to be referred to the Upper Arkansas region to see if they can assist if in a different county. However, this is going to be in Western Los Angeles County. And this loan application or discussion was up to $500,000. So another big operational program development for a business in Los Angeles County, which is great news. Hopefully they find their financing one way or another to get this business established. I wasn't given all the details of this business, but it is gonna be in Western Los Angeles County, your district commissioner. So that's good development, and I kind of understand what it is, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag just yet. And I did move forward with OPI's budgets yesterday. We have over $1 million in available funds for lending mechanisms for our grant program. So that's really nice to hear that program, after 7 years, is still really going strong, that I've been serving on that board. And there's money out there to lend to small businesses, anywhere from $10,000 up to $175,000, $200,000. And if we can't handle it, then there's other opportunities that we have connections to allow small businesses to be successful for larger loans. In the future, this week, I have tomorrow and Wednesday, Council of Governments will be holding interviews for our executive director. I am on the committee with four other members, and we will be conducting those for the next 2 days. And on the end of the month, the 24th, back to Tura, I did announce that I will be renewing my term for another 5 years of renewal authority. So I will be submitting my application to the city for additional 5-year term if they will have me. I think it's good to have a voice from a county perspective, even though I will not be a county commissioner more, but a county resident, on what's going on in the city municipality. And having said that, with the Council of Governments, my 2-year term is up with Front Range Passenger Rail, which were set up to be staggered so that when the initial board was convened, they would have staggering terms. The next term would be for 4 years, and that is up now in February, and I am on the agenda to be confirmed for another 4-year term. So that's my report.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Hass.
Yes, on the 8th of January, I attended the Southeastern Colorado Opioid Region 19 meeting. And the highlight for me of that meeting that day was several former and active users gave testimonials discussing challenges with the system and how they would like to see it handled. And the recurring theme that kept coming up was why individuals in rural Colorado won't seek help. It's the stigma that's involved. It's a real deterrent of the addicted individuals seeking help. On the 11th of January, I attended the Action 22 meeting. They've asked me to remain on the executive team. I told them I would. And Action 22 is going to expand its footprint. And it's no longer just going to be Action 22. It's going to be Action Colorado. Action Colorado reflects the unique needs and issues of Colorado outside the Denver metro area. We accomplished that through a nonpartisan lens of Action Colorado members, predominantly located in rural and southern Colorado. Also on the 11th of January, I attended the CCI CDA monthly update, Colorado Counties Incorporated, Colorado Department of Ag monthly update with Kate Greenberg. There's going to be some new faces at CDA. George Witten and Joe Stenkel are currently the regional managers in the north and far east plains, but they need two more regional agriculture commissioners part-time to 10-hour duty a week on the eastern plains. And they'll be dealing with climate marketing, climate smart, and all that good stuff. Robert Cicada was appointed as the new ag water policy advisor. That was good to hear that Robert was going to be helping us out there. Also, Chris Whitney retired as the grant commissioner, and Todd Ingley from the Colorado Beef Board is going to be taking that position as our new Colorado Grant Commissioner. CPW and the CDA had a meeting where they talked about wolf control and management. And CDA is going to help them push for more non-lethal methods to make sure that ranchers, the first resort, isn't to shoot one of these wolves using lethal means. They want to exhaust all non-lethal means beforehand. My question was, when does it reach that threshold of non-lethal means? When you lose one calf, three calves, 10 calves, when can we start using the lethal means? The farm bill was a topic of conversation, a lot of speculation. Darlene Carpio from Congressman Ken Buck's office gave us a report and said, doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere anytime soon. And also on the 12th of January, I attended the CTSI meeting. I remain on the executive board representing our area. We had a strong financial audit. We only used $33,000 in equity to improve the market of the investment. We're looking at selling the building. We had two tours. Both tours, they didn't want the building. Demolition would be the speculation, and they can go up to eight floors in that area. So it looks like it could be moving pretty soon. Three counties left CWCP, and that's the Colorado Workman's Comp pool, and three counties left it and went to Pinnacle. Pinnacle dropped their rates and looked really attractive, but what they do is drop their rates for a year, and then they have to make up that loss the second year, and we have a feeling they'll be coming back because we don't play those games at CTSI. There was shared analysis and jail audits that were discussed, defensive driving training, HR training, FMLA, workplace harassment, all that sort of thing. And there'll be a lunch and learn this month on February 15th, if you're interested in talking about anything there. And probably the most concerning thing that they brought up was there's a bill that they'll be dealing with. It'll be dealing with mental health and specifically PTSD, and how is CTSI going to manage that when it comes forward. On the 12th also, I attended the fire suppression ponds meeting. Kate Fuller from the DWR was there. Senate Bill 22-114 was the bill that pushed for these fire suppression ponds. Specific ponds may be designated as fire suppression ponds, but they can be no more than 6 acres, and they have to be pre-1972, and they have to adhere to all those laws of augmentation, and there can't be an augmentation on those ponds, even if they're pre-1972. There cannot be a consumptive water right. Any other years after would have to obtain an augmentation plan. The first steps are notify DWR. It takes a year for the assessment, 140 days for comment is required afterward. Then DWR has 154 days to do their own study. So you're looking at almost a year out anyway. And the county has to do the inspections and all the needs assessment reporting, and measuring devices are also required. The designation expires after 15 years, and dam safety regulations will apply. That's my report, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Harris. I want to just highlight a couple of the meetings that we attended as well. I want to go back to the Southeast Colorado Region 19 for the opioid. And let me put that out there. There is the website is up and running for Region 19. Go to opioidhelpco.org. Opioidhelpco.org. On it, we have loaded all the services that we have. Right now we have, I don't want to go through the list of RFP recipients, but we have about 15 agencies providing services for anyone that is afflicted with the opioid challenges. And the majority of them serving Las Animas County. So we have by vendor, as well as by what counties can access those services. So when you go to that particular website, under the link of resources, it'll be very explicit of what some of those services are. We once again finalized the pass-through funds that come from the Attorney General's office from the state, settlement funds through Crowley County. They will be the new fiscal agent for the upcoming fiscal year, and then we'll review and see where we are. One of the, and so on that, if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to our offices, but that is simply Colorado Region 19 opioid. There is a ton of information. We're getting ready to review another set of RFPs, beginning the awards for year two. And as we go through the process, we have our meeting. We have our meeting set. That's okay.
Somebody's speaking back.
We have a meeting set up to review the RFPs on the 26th of this month, and we will be awarding one or two RFPs from several vendors that are going to be providing that. And again, I invite anyone that is interested in finding more about the opioid resources to visit our website. One of the comments that Commissioner Tony has made on the water suppression ponds, the one of the clarifications and one of the questions that was asked that day was, if we have to have access to the pond and any improvements need to be made, who's going to cover that? And as far as my understanding, that's going to be part of the county expenses. So yes, we need to have those ponds, but that's going to be an expense either to the private landowner or back to the county, and or a partnership between the two. And that's going to be, I send an email to the presenter for clarification, because if I'm the landowner that has the fire suppression pond and you're asking me to do basically bring it up to par for fire suppression systems, that's going to create an expense on somebody's part, and I don't think it should be passed on to the landowner. So that we'll get clarification on that. Let's see where we are. And I want to also put it out there, this Thursday, Colorado County CCI Executive Director is going to be in Pueblo. I believe she's going to be visiting for Region 19. So, Mr. Dorenkamp, Commissioner, anyone that would like to join to go meet her, it would be, I think it's, we're meeting at 9, I believe, in Pueblo. So,
Thursday?
Yeah, this Thursday. We'll talk a little more, but I'm planning on going to the Greater Mid, because that's going to be the Southeast Colorado. So you're looking at 9 counties, maybe 10 counties that could possibly be attending that morning. So for sake of time, that is my report. And once
up to that.
Yes, please.
And also, if you're interested, we're going to have the first meeting Wednesday afternoon in Lamar. So we can meet her there.
I'll be conducting interviews both days for Council of Government. So I think my schedule will flow.
Well, there'll be another opportunity. I've been trying to put one together on the Western Slope also. And maybe it'll be in Alamosa. You can attend that.
You know, for purposes of one more update, we had a meeting on Friday as well with the Office of Economic Development and International Trade, OEDIT, with Wendy Stewart Martinez. We also had, on that particular meeting, we had Lola Spradley that attended. We had Carl Young from Huerfano County. In this particular meeting, and Mr. Dorenkamp, just so you know, we passed on some directives to the OEDIT is looking for an opportunity for these two counties, Huerfano and Los Animas County, to do a strategic plan and economic development study. We had about an hour, 45 minute conversation that afternoon, and Carl Young was actually present, and one of the recommendations was between you and he have a conversation to apply for the $41,000 grant that they're going to be providing to see if we're eligible to get those funds and create, more than anything else, how do we connect the two counties economically? And we talked about Highway 12. thing that is a tourist attraction, and it begins on this county or on that county and connects both of them. So anyway, the recommendation from Lola and Oeren was basically, let's get the two county administrators getting the conversation up and going and see where we go. Oeren felt that if we write the grant, we're going to get the funds to do that strategic plan.
I think it'd be an excellent opportunity to reach out to the city of Trinidad in our area, because they talked about having a joint economic development group, for lack of a better way of describing it, bunch together. So, yeah, sounds like a good opportunity to some economic development, or just get something in place.
You might just follow up with Mr. Young and see what I did mention to him, and he was on behalf of his board, they're 100% on board. And of course, they did say expand the partnership and collaboration, and you'd have better opportunity to get this. Now, my question to them was, what happens if we get this grant? Are there any additional dollars to now really promote that economic development that we're going to discover through the plan? But that's going to be step two. That was good.
And along with that new business that's looking for funding, I mean, it's that whole highway legends is really going to be, if this Palisade is in place, it's going to be beneficial for Los Angeles County, Buffalo County, up and down like that Highway 12 corridor. It'd be great.
Very good. Well, that's my report. And now we're going to go to section four, elected officials update. Assessor Amato. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody on this lovely, frigid day?
Tired. Oh, you're already breaking ice.
I understand. You can't get ahead of the ice. No. It's God bless our livestock producers. I understand. That's all I've done for the last 3 days is chop ice and shovel ice. I could be an honorary Eskimo.
Yep.
So, well, thank you this morning. I have just a few updates. Today, you all are going to adopt and certify our mill levies for the 2023 tax roll. Once I get that, I will start working on the tax roll to get that sent to our treasurer. Under the new Senate bill, we have till the 24th to get that out the door, but I'm hoping to get that handed off to the treasurer by the end of this week. That way they can get those off to their printer. That will set payments back. So I'm hoping people are aware of that. I know my office is getting a lot of phone calls about where their tax bill is, things of that nature. So we're trying to educate the public the best we can. Just to give you a little heads up, we as assessors, we had our first meeting over the blue ribbon panel that the governor appointed through the special session. All 19 members were sent personal letters by Governor Polis asking them to please look at land use. Which, in my personal opinion, has not a darn thing to do with what that panel was set to create. They are coming up with some ideas to see how to fix a problem that really doesn't exist as far as assessment goes. I can tell you the panel itself has not actually sat down in a room and had any discussion. The last two meetings they've had have all been presentations to the panel. Hopefully they can actually get to work because March is approaching very fast when they have to get something to the governor. We do have the Department of Taxation, the director is on there, and we have a very, very wonderful assessor from Weld County who is doing their best to help educate the other members of the board on how our system functions, how local government works, how assessment works, how our tax structure is set up, and what we do and why we do it is how we fund local governments. And hopefully we can get something put together that resembles something usable, something that's not harmful or impactful and doesn't completely bankrupt small entities. I can tell you because of Senate Bill Special House or Senate Bill 23001 that came out of the special session, 11 of our local entities will be bringing in less revenue than they did 2 years ago. We don't know what the backfill mechanism looks like yet, but sometimes things aren't broken and sometimes we just need to let the system work its magic and do what it was intended to do. So I will keep you updated. It's not looking very promising. I can tell you as assessors, we are pushing more towards mill levy issues. And honestly, this is an I-25, I-70 metro problem as far as the taxation, the large taxation that the governor keeps alluding to. Like I said, 11 of your local entities, which would be fire districts, school districts, ambulance districts, your local services are going to receive less revenue and possibly very little backfill, if any. So please accept those mill levies.
I just noticed the other day a two-bedroom, one-bath house in Denver. It's 1,400 square feet. It's $650,000. So,
yes.
You know, the market is what's the problem.
Yes.
And once the market starts to
once it resets itself,
it'll come back to decent, taxable living expenses.
And that's what we're hoping we can, that's the point we're trying to make to this panel, is that the market is like a bouncing ball. It goes up, it goes down. And that's why we revalue in Colorado every 2 years, so we can keep it flatlined, essentially static, so our local funding and those services have revenue to provide services. But trying to explain that to somebody that's never, doesn't have an idea, is like trying to teach somebody Mandarin.
Because if you manipulate it too drastically in 2 to 4 years or 6 years from now, when it evolves, you're going to be in the same boat you were 10 years ago and not having the proper money available to fund your public taxing districts.
I actually sent a drafted letter to our assessor member on that board about the time when Los Angeles County itself was only open 3 days a week. We went through furlough days because we did not generate enough revenue to provide services. As more of a warning to them that when you lower assessment rates, you lower mill levies, sometimes you don't have enough revenue to provide those services. So I'm hoping it's more of a passionate and compelling story that a lot of those members will take to heart and listen to. There is supposed to be a panel going around that the governor, I believe, got out of somewhere, I think Kentucky is my understanding, but don't quote me, I might be wrong. That's supposed to be setting up regional meetings to discuss how local governments and individuals feel. When I get a date and I hear more concrete on that, I will pass that on to you all.
Well, thank you. On behalf of this Southeast Board, I sent an email to our representative, and I had a conversation with her, which, by the way, seems to be very knowledgeable in the assessment and valuation procedures, just basically to invite the board members, to work and make a recommendation to the governor, and don't let any outside sources influence them in the recommendation. So
thank
I sent
you
that email, and it was, I had a ton of responses. Actually, they sent it to another region and to another. So this is really great, because at the end of the day, they were appointed to
represent to, all of correct. Colorado.
That is correct. So, but thank you for all that. Now, one question as you mentioned, we already know the mill levies for Los Angeles County special districts and all the districts. Based on that information, it's premature that some of the districts are going to be short in their collection of dues and fees and levies, so on and so forth. Now, on Senate Bill, please remind us what Senate Bill 23-1, was there a backfill mechanism?
There is supposed to be a backfill mechanism, but as we all, if you were paying attention to any of the special session, there is some hesitancy about that, because should the state get sued, it's nobody knows who's going to have to pay back should the state lose a lawsuit, depending on where that, what pot of money the backfill revenue is coming out of. And we won't know complete revenue till probably March. The okay. state is still trying to figure out how this is the actual formula of how to backfill. I do know the only thing set in concrete is if you increase 13%, which most of our districts did, you will not receive any backfill.
Yeah. Were there any counties under 13%?
Our very small rural counties. Our very small rural counties. Was not Los Angeles County was not one of them.
Thank you.
I think so. I'm just a wealth of sun. I'm a sunshiny ray today on a cold day.
Bring your ice pick.
Oh.
This is a heat wave.
This is a heat wave. I'm really glad to see the sun shining, and we might hit 22. We might get a little melt.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyone from the clerk and recorder, it's kind of pretty hard to see who we have on that screen, but anyone from the clerk and recorder's office? Anyone from the treasurer's office?
Good morning, this is Donna. I have really nothing to report at this time. Thank you.
Thank you and good morning. Anyone from the sheriff's office? A representative from the district attorney's office? Or anyone from the coroner's office? Hearing none, we don't have any action items on section five. We're gonna go to section six, public comment, Mr. Thomas Murphy. And let me remind all of you listening as well, this is a section in which you can address this board and it'll be a three minute section.
Morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Ben Franklin said one can judge the morals of a culture by the way we treat our dead. What I handed you this morning, I shouldn't have, nor should you have it. I received that in an open records request. I've known about this for a while, that the coroner seems to not understand that things like this are private and should not be shared. A few years ago, a family told me about their interaction where they were shown pictures pretty much like a photo album with the trophy case. Now imagine if it was your loved one that was involved in an accident or was murdered, and people that are in the coroner's circle share these photos. How would you feel about that? I know in other states, when they're not elected officials, you're immediately fired if you show those to anybody. I got that, as you can see, in an open records request. And in the last month and a half, I know that you are either unable or unwilling to speak to this. I imagine that the insurance company has you by the tongue. So I guess it's up to me to stand up for the people in the community. And at this point, I think that in the last 14 years since Mr. Berker's been the coroner, he's handled maybe 500, 600, maybe 700 cases. I think that those people now should file a class action lawsuit against the county. If it takes a class action lawsuit that bankrupts Los Angeles County, then that's what it takes to get the government that we want. And the government we want is somebody that serves an office, that serves appropriately. It is horribly unfortunate that the only qualifications to be a coroner are a high school education and no criminal record. We're going to raise the bar on that soon. I am again calling for his resignation. And if that doesn't work, we are going to start working on a recall. At this point, this last week, I met with the CBI. The CBI is starting to interview people. We submitted this week our petition to the Attorney General. We now know that the FBI is examining whether this has crossed the line into a federal issue. I had a case this last week now that will also involve Dora in the coroner. And the open records request that I've done on DHS was inadequate. The open records request that I've done on you guys in the coroner have been adequate. So we are now engaging Jeff Roberts from the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition. I think that they and NBC have already resubmitted the open records request at DHS. I said it in my speech December 5th about my father instilled in me respect for each and every individual. This is sickening. This is absolutely sickening. That's the person in those pictures. I've been in this business a long time. I didn't need to see that. I've seen things in my career that I cannot see. But no one needs to have that. No one. I don't know when you all are going to speak up and say anything. I don't know whether you're trying to pay people off to try to keep this under wraps, because that's what government does. I don't know.
Not this government.
I hope not. I hope not. Because this is crossing
the line. 3 minutes are up, Mr. Murphy. Thank you.
We're going to go to section 9. New business, consideration of road inventories submittal to the Colorado Department of Transportation, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, every year we are required, we being Los Angeles County, required to submit to the Colorado Department of Transportation any changes within our road inventory. In front of you is a synopsis of those changes. Basically, what we did is we added 3/4 of a mile of asphalt pavement on County Road 13. And then we added a little over 3 miles of asphalt on County Road 24-6, the Great Creek Loop. So I'd ask the board to approve these changes or these additions, and I can get to submit it to CDOT.
Any questions, any discussion, commissioners? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve consideration of road inventory submitted by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of agreement with the United Construction, for Prairie Stokes Taxiway Improvements. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, before you, for your considerations, agreement with United Construction, with John LeBlanc for the taxiway work that's coming up this spring slash summer. So I have some board to approve it.
Any questions from our legal counsel? Thank you. Commissioners, any questions, son? From your perspective, otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the agreement with United Construction for Prairie Stokes Taxiway Improvements.
Second motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9C, consideration of KHI fuel card agreement for Prairie Stokes Airport. Mr. Dorenkamp.
For you, for your consideration, commissioners, it was an agreement with KHI card services. This is for Prairie Stokes. Typically, this is what the military uses. As council pointed out on page 2, please chime in, council, but it appears if there's any kind of legal court challenges, it'll be taking place in Kansas. Am I correct with that?
That's correct. If you look at the second page of the agreement, the very last sentence, states shall be governed and construed in accordance with the laws of the state of Kansas and subject to the jurisdiction of the courts of the state of Kansas, situated in Johnson County.
Is there a an opportunity to approve this document with the condition? I think the recommendation would be to have this under the jurisdiction of the state of Colorado, since that's, I know they're probably doing business out of Kansas, but we are one of the clients that is in Colorado. So
if that's your desire, Commissioner, we can either approve it that way, or think better yet, just let me contact KHI and say this is what I'm going to require. My correct counsel, is that good?
That would be preferable.
Yes, thank you. Then I think at this point in time, the proper motion would be to table this item and give Administrator Dorenkamp the opportunity to reach out to the company and bring that to their attention.
Mr. Dorenkamp, before we do so, is there any time restraints on this contract?
Commissioner, not a quick glance. I didn't see one.
Okay. Having said that, I will make the motion to table KHI Fuel Card Service Agreement, Prairie Stokes Airport.
Second the motion.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of unfunded courts grant contract, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is our underfunded courts grant. This will be for improvements to our county court room and then also upgrading the elevator a bit. So hopefully we don't have the issues we've had with that elevator in the past. Total grant amount is $548,303. I want to thank Finance Director Christy Coberly because she pursued this grant and successful in getting it, and it includes an additional $21,000 for us to hire a project manager, which we've been working back and forth with the state on who we believe would be best suited for that. And right now, my belief is push in that direction that Alpha Designs owner operator is Dave Little. He's the one that's doing the design on that courtroom, and I can't see why we'd want to bring in an outside agency when he's got all the particulars on that knowledge, and it's his design. So that's what we're pushing for, is to have Dave go ahead and be that project manager.
When we did the presentation in Denver, there was a recommendation from the floor, from the chair of the underfunded, basically asking us to include one of their, I think, architectural design members.
Yes, Commissioner, there was emails for probably, and correct me if I'm wrong, finance director, for probably 3 months back and forth and forth and back, negotiating what exactly that final county courtroom looked like, because when we sat in on this, it was just basically to make it ADA compliant. And it mushroomed from there, and I'm glad it did, because it's going to be a really nice courtroom, accessible for anybody and everybody, with all the latest audio visual, et cetera, new docket, video, lack of a better way to describe it, like a television outside of both district court and county court. It's going to be nice when it's all said and done. So, yes, we've been working, well, our architects have been working with their architects to achieve what everybody wants out of that county court.
Thank you. We'll take $548,000 any day. So, any other discussion, commissioners? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the underfunded courts grant contract.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Haas?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9E, consideration of OBCC 7015 to Daniel L. O'Donnell for $200. We have the information from our treasurer. Oh, no, this is coming from the clerk from the recorder, I'm sorry. For the commissioners to refund in the amount that pretty much for the overpayment of taxes. Any questions, any discussion? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve OBCC 7015 to Danielle L. O'Donnell for $200.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9F, consideration of unleaded fuel bids. Mr. Dornenkamp.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is the delivery of approximately 8,000 gallons of unleaded gasoline to our fuel facility at the fairgrounds. The following results: rural fuel services, $2.01876 per gallon, standard price $16,150.08. Acorn Petroleum, no bid. Lahana Valley, no bid. Universal, no bid. Obama Soil, no bid. So I ask the board to approve rural fuels bid at $2.01876 per gallon.
Thank you. Do I have any questions on this document? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for the approval of unleaded fuel bid to World Fuel Services, $16,150.08.
Second.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Haas?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9G, consideration of diesel fuel bid. Mr. Durangan.
Commissioners, same thing, only this is for diesel, 7,200 gallons of diesel delivered to our fairgrounds facility. World Fuel Services, $2.6722 per gallon, standard price $19,239.84. Acorn Petroleum, no bid. Lahana Valley, no bid. Universal, no bid. And Wallace, no bid. So I ask the board to approve World Fuel's bid of $2.6722 per gallon. Standard price $19,239.84.
Thank you, Mr. Dornenkamp. If there are no questions, I will entertain that motion.
Make the motion to approve the diesel fuel bid of World Fuels at 2.67.22 per gallon at an extended price of $19,239.84.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Item 9H, consideration of OBCC 7016, transferring funds into County General Fund, $8,664,754. Mr. Doran Camp and or Finance Director Coberly.
I will defer to Finance Director Coberly.
So normally in the past, I've always transferred as of November. It just never made sense to me why they did that. So this year I'm doing it as of the end of December because I think it'll just make everything easier because it's the end of the year because I would always have accruals. So that's why this year I'm coming to you in January because I'm closing it out as of December. So and these are all of our sub accounts. I'm looking at just a general fund.
Sure.
That's what I'm doing. So that's why we're a month later. I'm trying something different.
Very good. thank you for that. Commissioners, any questions for Finance Director Coberly? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the OBCC 7016 transferring funds into the County General Fund, $8,664,754.54.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9I, consideration of OBCC 7017 transferring funds into the Road and Bridge Fund for $3,430,038.17. Once again, back to you, Director Coberly.
So this is Road and Bridge. I'm doing this, I'm moving the sub accounts to the Road and Bridge account. Melissa.
Any questions?
Question, what if we don't transfer?
Then it just accumulates, it does, but as you can see.
I am not trying to be Mr. Doran Camp, a heart attack.
I'll forward the phone call to you, Commissioner.
Because most of this funding comes from HETF.
HETF, okay.
And if you see, Roman Bridge has negative right now. So right. We have to move.
We transfer. And I'm doing that for our audience and people listening at home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. As you can see, HETF was 3.4 million. So we move
that
sub account into
this main account. Okay, you're okay. We'll move forward.
And
if that's okay with you, Chairman, I'll make the motion to consideration of OBCC 7017 transferring funds into Road and Bridge Fund, $3,430,038.17.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Battle for the phone calls, too.
9J, consideration of Colorado Opportunity Scholarship Initiative, parentheses, COSI letter of support. Ms. Doran Camp, pardon me.
Commissioner, before you, is a letter of support for the COSI grant opportunities that Trinidad State submits to the state. I'd ask the board to approve. And I think this plays in the amount that is being committed by the county, $7,302.00, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Finance Director, is via the nonprofits grant process that the board, or not the taxpayers, excuse me, that the citizens voted for a few years back.
And yes.
We've been allocating funds into that nonprofit grant program now for 3 to 4 years, probably now.
Thank you. This worthy incentive for students from Santa Cruz County to continue their higher ed education. So any questions, commissioners? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the Colorado Opportunity Scholarship Initiative, COSI, letter of support.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9A, consideration of Mount Carmel / Holy Trinity Apartment letter of support. Mr. Dorothy.
Commissioners, the board has been asked to approve a letter of support for NOAA's Strong Communities Infrastructure Grant for the Holy Trinity Apartments. I'd ask the board to approve this letter of support.
Thank you, Mr. Dorenkamp. This is the board had approved a letter about a year ago. Correct,
That's correct. The letter that you approved last year, I believe, was for a different grant.
Yes.
That was more specific when it came to the number of apartments and other things that are part of that infrastructure. And I believe this is just a tie-on to that. Or possibly they were denied. The apartment complex was denied under the grant. I'm not sure what happened, but we've been asked to forward this letter of support to go after this community's infrastructure grant.
Thank you. If we don't have any questions, I'll entertain a motion.
One question, if we know of Mr. Dorian Camp, is this project going to, and I haven't seen it come before the Trinidad Renewal Authority, have any intent of doing so with tax increment funding that we know of?
I don't know, Commissioner. I don't have an answer.
Just being a letter, I have no issues, but I do would like to alert this board of any future developments and remind the county that the base level would not really increase that much, and the additional, if there was a through the urban renewal, which I have not seen yet through the Tura at this point in time, but if it does and just move forward with this process, that we could see some loss of taxes to the taxing districts if this move forward and if they do that. So just a side note to keep us all aware if that process does occur. And with that said, I will make the motion to approve the consideration of Mount Carmel Holy Trinity Apartments letter of support.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Ruiz Lopez?
Yes.
Excuse me. Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9L, consideration of 2023 fourth quarter public trustee report. Commissioners, pretty standard, straightforward document that we have in front of us. Provided quarterly by our treasurer. Any questions, any discussion? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the 2023 fourth quarter public trustee report.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hass?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9M, consideration of Colorado Parks and Wildlife Regional Partnership Initiative Grant Award. Mr. Dornigan.
Commissioners, we submitted a grant application to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife for their Regional Partnership Initiative grant, and we're awarded it if we so choose to accept those funds and then go through the contracting process, etc. And this is to try and develop a regional partnership, and we've already reached out to Warfield County and they are interested in doing that. So I kind of thought, well, we mentioned the O-Edit, that maybe we can figure out a way to not only through economic development but also through this partnership of CPW, maybe try and marry the two and actually get something that is tangible accomplished rather than just a book that's sit on the shelf, you know, another study. So I'd ask the board to approve this. Allow me to go ahead and reply to the email from Jody Kennedy from CPW that yes, we are formally approving this. And then I think the next step is for CPW then to submit a grant. And maybe coincident with that, I can go ahead and get an RFQ put together and have council look it over and get an RFQ sent out for consultant work to actually help us through this process.
So you mentioned, Mr. Thorne, got the tangibles. What are some of those tangibles that we want to, that we would be able to extract if we, or when we receive this $100,000 grant?
We've been working with the same consultants that helped us with our Fisher's Peak economic and a recreational study. And what we would like to try and do, if they're awarded the RFQ, or if they're not, whatever consultant group we decide to go with, is to start pecking away at that bucket list that the citizens of this area thought were important to them. And that is to go ahead and start developing a perhaps a regional, another regional recreational group that would start and trying to find funding to start implementing, repeating myself, implementing basically what was highlighted in that econ and rec study with Fisher's Peak. So there's nothing, I can't say that I want to go up to Monument Lake and create something up there. That's not going to happen at this stage.
What is the term of that grant? Is it going to be a 12 month?
12 months.
12 months. Because, you know, this whole thing, this group was founded and implemented via an executive order from the governor. I just want to make sure that as we get closer to his tenure, you know, that the executive order, I went and read the executive order and under it, this particular group, which is, you know, the money, regardless, I mean, has been set aside for us, there would be a subsequent grant to get those tangibles if we so choose to do that, correct?
That's my understanding, and just repeating myself, my thoughts are also we could tie this into them pursuing OEDIT funds to help drive some economic, positive economic projects, for lack of a better way of describing it, down here in our area, and also to work, especially along the recreation.
And that's one of the points I wanted to now, let me tie it all, because the meeting we had on Friday with OEDIT, and we're from county, the opportunity would be to kind of begin to prime the conversation that we have, perhaps not only one, but two projects, one we're from county in Santa Cruz County, and then this one, so we can tie it all together to provide that economic development impact to our region.
And you know, this is, I'm going way off on a tangent here, but this even gets back to the TPR boundaries that Commissioner Luis Lopez pushed for also. I mean, they were talking about expanding it out to the Eastern Plains, and we just don't really have that much in common, frankly, with the Eastern Plains. Say we, I mean, this region, we have the I-24 corridor, we have Highway 12, et cetera, that makes Orphanal and Los Animas County, to me, a better pursuit of a region initiative, and including others outside of our area.
And even though Commissioner Lopez's executive order is only as good as the term Governor Polis in office, I think it's a good opportunity to go after these funding at this time. It's very, reminds me very similar of the Front Range Passenger Rail, where we're at now, and I think we can grasp any funding at this point in time to move forward with the next step levels. I think we owe that to the citizens to put in the efforts for that, those studies and the programs that were put in place, and also with the Council of Governments for the Palisade was done a few years ago. So I think at this point in time, it's a good opportunity.
Thank you.
But I do see your point.
Yep. Thank you. Any other discussion on that? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve Colorado Parks and Wildlife Regional Partnership Initiative Grant Award.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hans?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. And by the way, thank you for breaking up that file. It was quite interesting downloading this thing. So, 9N, consideration of approval of certification of mill levies for all taxing entities within Los Angeles County for the fiscal year 2024. And I think we're going to go to Finance Director Coverly.
So let's see. It's the third page. I'm going to start with schools, the school districts, okay?
Okay.
Trinidad School District number one, assessed valuations $166,554,000. 555. Mill levy, total mill levy was 18.869. Revenue, 3,142,718. Primero School District R2, assessed valuations 170,503,569. Mills, 13.019. Revenue is 2,219,786. Pony School District R3, assessed valuation 55,902,757. Mills is 30.158. Revenue is 1,685,915. Aguilar School District R6, assessed valuation 62,477,957. Mill levy is 11.994. Revenue is 749,361. Branson School District R8, 19 million. Assessed valuation, 19,599,894. Mill levy is 29.256. Revenue, 573,414. Kim School District R88. Assessed valuation is 24,722,948. Mill levy is 31.371. Revenue is 775,584. Total revenue for schools is 9,146,778. Los Angeles County. Los Angeles County assessed valuation for general fund, 499,761,680. Mill levy for general fund is 5.707. Revenue, 2,852,140. Public welfare, Department of Human Services assessed valuation is 492,761,680. Mill levy is 2 mills. Revenue is 999,523. Contingent fund, assessed valuation 499,761,680. Mill levy is 0.15. Revenue is 74,964. Capital expenditure fund, assessed valuation 499,761,680. Mill levy 1.5. Revenue is 749,643. Revenue for Los Angeles County, 4,676,270,000. Towns and cities. Town of Aguilar, assessed valuation is 2,267,370. Mill levy is 11.251. Revenue is 25,431. Town of Branson, assessed valuation is 395,445. Mill levy is 4.807. Revenue is 7,519. Town of Coakdale, assessed valuation 456,540. Mill levy 16.470. And revenue is 7,519. I think I read the wrong one. I'm sorry, for Branson is 1,901.
It's the one above, yes.
One above. Town of Kim, assessed valuation is 251,373. Mill levy is 15.265. Revenue is 3,837. Starkville, Town of Starkville, assessed valuation is 1,188,175. Assessed valuation, I'm sorry, mill levy is 5.5. Revenue is 6,535. City of Trinidad, assessed valuation is 80,066,640. Mill levy is 17.579. Revenue is 1,407,491. Total for cities and towns is 1,452,715. For districts and other services, for Sherman Trinidad Ambulance, assessed valuation 475,038,732. Mill levy is 2.907. Revenue is 1,389,38. Fisher's Peak Fire, assessed valuation is 33,076,907. Mill levy is 5.715. Total revenue is 189,035. Pony Fire District, assessed valuation 49,676,832. Mill levy is 4.000. Revenue is 198,707. Spanish Peak Bon Carbo Fire, assessed valuation is 81,832,661. Mill levy 3.950. Revenue is 323,239. Stonewall Fire, assessed valuation 172,509,695. Mill levy 2.459. Revenue 424,201. Spanish Peak Purgatory Soil District, assessed valuation 122,501,267. Mill levy 2.459. Hang on. Am I off here? Yeah.
0.5.
Yeah, 0.5. Sorry. 61,251. Valley Metropolitan, assessed valuation is 11,663,624. Assessed value, mill levy is 2.875. Revenue is 33,533. Purgatory River Water, assessed valuation is 113,749,582. Mill levy is 3.500. Revenue is 398,124. Brass and Chinchero soil, assessed valuation 19,726,208. Mill levy 0.500. Revenue 989,863. Upper Warfano, assessed valuation 2,087,012. Levy, mill levy is 0.500. Revenue is 1,044. La Porta bid, assessed valuation is 2,333,380. Mill levy is 10.394. Revenue is 24,253. The back page, there's no mill levy for any of them. It's just assessed valuation. Total for other local improvement service districts is 3,044,187. Total revenue that we're certifying is 18,319,950. Let me do the last page of the TIF. This is for urban renewal. Last page is the tax increment finance breakdown that will go to Trinidad Urban Renewal Authority. Trinidad School District 1, assessed valuation for the TIF is 1,428,278. Mills 18.869, revenue will be 26,950.18. Los Adams County, assessed valuation 1,604,807, mill 9.357, revenue is 15,016.18. City of Trinidad, assessed valuation is 1,604,807, mill is 17.579, revenue is 28,218.90. Fisher's Peak Fire, assessed valuation is 16,048, mill levy 5.715, revenue is $91.71. Pony School District R3, assessed valuation is 176,529, mill levy is 30.158, revenue is 5,323.76. Trinidad Ambulance, assessed valuation is 1,604,807, mill levy is 2.907. Revenue is 4,665,17. Spanish Peak Purgatory Soil, assessed valuation is 192,577.500 mills. Revenue is $96.29. Valley Metropolitan, assessed valuation 112,336, mill levy 2.875. Revenue is $322.97. Purgatory River Water, assessed valuation is 481,442. Mill levy is 3.500. Revenue is 1,685,05. Stone Ridge number 2, there is no revenue there. The total for urban renewal is 82,362.21. Any questions?
Thank you, Elizabeth.
So, quick question there, Christy, on the TIF. This increment's gone up tremendously from what we've had in the past. Is that due to the assessed evaluations?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because this past year we were at, over the last 2 years, just for public records, so you know, 42,000, and then it reduced to almost 26,000 for the 2023. Mm-hmm. So now this is going to project at 82,000 for revenue.
Also, too, like I'm saying, like the school district, I'm saying that one, what they, you know, they increased to by one meal, they did.
Okay.
On theirs. So you'll see.
Just so when I give
my, they went up by one mill. They did.
Just so when I give a report back to our chairman, can I give him a ballpark figure on this?
Great. Yeah. Thank you. And it's new this year. They said the local government. It was all electronic for me this year, and they have the formulas already in there. That's why it looks different this year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the formulas were already in there, and that's why this one is different compared to last year.
Way different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So they sent it with the formula is already in the spreadsheet. That's why it looks like it, why it has like the negatives and stuff like that. That's what they had in the formula. I just left it the way it was.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for that very conclusive report. Any questions on that? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the certification of mill levies for all taxing entities within Los Angeles County for fiscal year 2024.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatch?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9-0, consideration of Keep Trinidad Safe Drug-Free Community Grant Application Letter of Support. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioners, the board was asked to submit to Keep Trinidad Safe a letter of support for the Free Community Grant application, and that is what is in front of you for your consideration.
Thank you. We'll be inviting the representatives from Keep Trinidad Safe to do a presentation to this board. I attended a meeting with them last week, and they have provided services to, I believe, 90 plus individuals within Trinidad, and they're working pretty close with public health as well. And their location is just one block away from the courthouse. So we'll invite them to do a presentation to see what is happening with that entity. So certainly, thank you for drafting the letter. Any questions on that, commissioners? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Just a comment, Chairman. I believe this organization also, during this last 5 days post-snap, has been operating a warming shelter for the community, for those at the Knights of Columbus, and also with the Lions. So the Lutheran Church. Zion Lutheran Church. With that said, Chairman, I'll make the motion to approve the Trinidad Keep Trinidad Safe Drug Free Community Grant application letter of support.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. We're going to go to financial matters. Consideration of bills and payroll for the first half of January 2024. Finance Director Coverley.
Payroll as of January 15, 2024 was $204,128.82. Any questions on payroll? Our first round of checks for January of 2024 was always very large. So there's $1,793,130.95. Within this packet, you can see we paid our first our dues for CAP and for workman's comp. We have paid $1,740,000 for HVAC, the first payment to $1 million for our HVAC payment. Anything else that I might have missed on here?
No, I think those two amounts pretty much when I was reviewing that.
Those are the large amounts, yes.
Yes.
So one thing per million, it is part of a grant. So we will get majority of that money returned back to the county.
Yeah.
Right. And also, they'll be blocking off some of the parking area up here in the public parking lot.
Is that pretty much all taken care of?
That should be fenced in today. So just a heads up.
Okay. My car is right there right now. So
okay, well, they got tow trucks on the way there.
Very good. Any questions on that? Any discussion, commissioners? Otherwise, I will entertain the motion.
Move for approval of bills and payroll for the first half of January 2024.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Section 11, executive session. The board will meet an executive session under CRS 246402 for FI. Personnel matters not involving any specific employees who have requested a decision on the matter of open session. Any member of this body or an elected official or personal policies that do not require the discussion of matters personal to particular employees. 11A, Road Bridge. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting and go into executive session with a 10-minute recess.
So moved.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Sir,
DHS will begin at 1:00. Thank you.